The leader of last year's Unite the Right rally says he has no plans to visit Charlottesville this weekend. But the city isn't taking any chances, closing roads, parks, swimming pools, and the farmers market, while banning a long list of things that could be used as weapons.
Poles, glass bottles, axes, ice picks, skateboards, swords, knives.
City spokesman Brian Wheeler says Charlottesville could not ban guns under Virginia law, but they will be keeping people and vehicles apart, and they're keeping an eye on the internet.
One of the things we heard last year was that the community wanted government to take seriously threats and information that they observed or came across. And I want you to know that we have been doing that.
State Police Chief Gary Settle is betting the public will be safe.
For many months now, there's been a robust planning going on. And out of that has come a comprehensive and strategic incident action plan that will provide security and safety to all the citizens of Charlottesville. I'm confident of that.
More than 1,000 state, county, local, and university police officers will be on duty here. Even so, Settle asks for civilian support.
I would urge the citizens of Charlottesville and anybody else who is going to be visiting here is to continue to be vigilant. You can help deter some of these acts that might take place. And again, we hope that's not the case.
Last year, police were accused of inaction. This year, he and other officials say they won't hesitate to make arrests. I'm Sandy Houseman.